This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Stevenson. Kamala Harris, Donald Trump battling for votes in the Detroit area tonight, the former president.
You look outside, you see all the hulks, you see the empty buildings. For years and years, they've been ripping us off. Now it's time for us to get it back. We're going to get it all back.
On what Mr. Trump said about the auto workers union, VP Harris.
And he attacked the UAW. And he said striking, and collective bargaining don't, and I'm going to quote, don't make a damn bit of difference. That's what he said.
Since the Israeli military killed Hamas's top leader, says ABC's Tom Sufi Burridge in Tel Aviv.
President Biden saying there could now be a road to peace in Gaza after Sinwar's death, but Israel still weighing a retaliatory strike on Iran, which could come at any moment. Biden saying he is in the loop on what Israel's planning and when an attack on Iran is expected to come.
This is ABC News. The federal judge presiding over former President Trump's election interference case in Washington has ordered a vast trove of evidence released to the public. But as ABC News national correspondent Stephen Portnoy notes, there's not much new information to be found.
The former president's attorneys fought to prevent this release, saying it could harm his campaign. But the vast majority of the nearly 1,900 pages are blank, marked sealed, likely indicating they were derived from closed grand jury witness testimony. The unredacted portions include testimony to the House January 6th committee, news articles, book excerpts, and tweets. The publicly available evidence in the filing also includes fake electoral certificates signed by Trump supporters, along with the envelopes they were mailed in.
Police in Huntersville, North Carolina, investigating claims that a woman stole more than $13,000 in checks meant for a Girl Scout troop. Search warrants say the woman somehow erased the troop's name from three checks. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Hey, at Total Wine & More, you'll love what you find this Halloween.
Me thirsty.
Oh, hey, Frankenstein. Did you enjoy that Cabernet?
Oh, good. What margarita?
Well, all the villagers are raving about this tequila.
Ooh.
And we have it at the lowest price in town.
Economical.
With the lowest prices for over 30 years, you'll always find what you love and love what you find. Only at Total Wine & More.
Drink responsibly, B21.
Bringing a house of pain.
Backside pressure, down he goes. Inside the 30-yard line.
To a game day near you.
Picked off by Wisconsin, and the Badgers win it.
That's how you create a program. That's how you create a team.
Join us Saturday. The Badgers are back on the road to face Northwestern. Our coverage begins at 9 a.m. on your home for Wisconsin football.
Here on 107.7 FM, 1450 AM, WRCE.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A Two Rivers couple charged in the death of the woman's three-year-old son made their first court appearance Friday on new charges. The Manitowoc County Court Commissioner set bail at $500,000 for Jesse Vang and $400,000 for Katrina Bauer. Elijah Vu had been missing for 7 months before his body was found last month. The cranberry harvest is underway, Savannah Tomei Olson reports.
David Zawatowski from Lake Nokomis Cranberries says you can support farmers by buying local, and now's the perfect time.
You can stock up this time of the year, put them in the freezer, take them out all year long, add them to your salads. You know, I like cranberry sauce and everything.
Farmers are now harvesting, which was complicated by the freeze earlier this week. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
Wisconsin grows 60% of the nation's cranberries. And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
The Bucks preseason ends with a loss. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks losing in Dallas 109-84. Doc Rivers playing a lot of his younger players. What did he think of watching Giannis and Damian Lillard coaching the rookies?
I loved it.
I love that. I just think we got so many young guys on our team. The way they can be taught right is by obviously the coaches, but really the players. And when we have a group of guys that are invested in our young guys, I think that's going to pay dividends.
NFL, the Green Bay Packers play the Houston Texans Sunday, featuring quarterback C.J. Stroud. The Packers have 17 takeaways this season, the most in the NFL, thanks to new defensive coordinator Jeff Hafley, who says they have a team meeting called The Ball, where all they do is talk about turnovers.
We're talking about it each week. It's not just talk. It's not like hearsay, like, hey, we're going to attack the ball and be good at taking away the ball. We've dedicated a whole meeting to it. When I was in San Francisco with the Niners, Kyle had me do that meeting every Thursday for 2 years.
That's Packers defensive coordinator Jeff Hafley. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear and a low in the upper 30s tonight. And mostly sunny for tomorrow, a high into the low 70s. Sunny, warmer, and upper 70s on Sunday. Temps stay above average to start next week, as highs stay in the 70s. Currently, it's 44 degrees.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Travel Wisconsin's Logan Rogie, who joins the show to discuss fall hotspots in our beautiful state. And we'll go back to the future with a discussion about Back to the Future.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8. You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, hey, happy Friday. TGIF, Shabbat Shalom, Juma Mabarak. It is the end of the week. It's Anything Goes Friday. We have just one guest today. Christopher Steele will be with us. He's got a new book out, Unredacted, as in the Steele memoir or memorandum or dossier. That's right, dossier. You know, about the PPP tape and everything else. I'm looking forward to this conversation. So anyhow, our first hour, how Fox News became the greatest cancer on democracy, and what's in Jack Smith's evidence being released today. That should be out while we're on the air, but we'll see. It's not, it hasn't been released yet, but we know that Judge Chutkan said that today is the day. Also, Russia is looking to ban propaganda promoting child-free lifestyles with high fines. Say what? And Wall Street weighs in for Harris. I'll tell you about all those things in just a few moments. In the second hour of our program, the first half hour of the second hour will be Christopher Steele about his new book, Unredacted. And then we'll pick up your calls in the second half hour. And the third hour of our program, Big Oil dishes out huge dollars to boost the Republican Party and your calls, because it's Anything Goes Friday. So to start out, we all saw it on Wednesday. I think it was Wednesday. With the Fox News story, right, where Bret Baier was, in theory, interviewing Vice President Kamala Harris. In fact, he was trying to debate her, essentially, talking over her, interrupting her, being very, very rude, mansplaining things to her. And you know, and she was in a tough position, because if she pushed back hard, then they would say that she was a pushy woman. If she didn't, they'd say, oh, she's a pushover, she can't stand up to Putin. I mean, you know, it's a double whammy. It's really tough for working women, and particularly women of color, and particularly women in politics. But she handled it with elegance and grace. But what we saw specifically was Bret Baier lying to the Vice President of the United States, right to her face, and lying to his viewers. Now, you know, a day later, he comes out and says, oh, we played the wrong clip. Well, I'm sorry. He knew that at the time, and he knew that it wasn't the wrong clip. They had planned that clip. That's fairly obvious. Or he would have said something at the time. I mean, I've been doing television and radio for years and years, particularly in television. You've got this thing in your ear called an IFB. It's a feedback device, basically. It's where it's so that your producer can talk to you. And, you know, there's a lot of conversation that goes on in that IFP, actually, you know, from time cues to things like, oh, that was the wrong clip. I mean, I've heard that before. So we know that Fox News was lying. Bret Baier was lying. And we also know that this is nothing new. They paid a $787 million fine for lying for two whole years where, you know, Sean Hannity and Laura Ingraham and, you know, Fox News hosts were in the background telling Trump to back down on January 6th. And this is a terrible thing. And you did lose the, you know, he did lose the election. He's a sore loser. But on the air for 2 years, lying right to, you know, virtually every night, I'm guessing, lying to their peeps, to their viewers. So what is this? You know, what happens when a major media outlet lies to a large chunk of the population of a democratic nation? I've shared with you before, Kevin Rudd, the former prime minister of Australia's piece in the Sydney Morning Herald, in which he said that Rupert Murdoch was a cancer on Australian democracy. And that cancer has now spread to the United Kingdom, where it was Rupert Murdoch who got Brexit pushed through, and to the United States, where it was Rupert Murdoch who got the Tea Party cranked up and basically got Donald Trump into office and is trying for a second shot at that. And this is a very profitable thing for Rupert Murdoch and his family. I mean, he's worth billions of dollars now, selling lies for profit. So again, you know, what happens to countries when somebody is selling lies for profits? Well, you get a bunch of very specific results. And there's no shortage of studies over the years of democracies that have gone down in flames because of lying media. And, you know, I mean, just ask anybody from Germany or Rwanda. There's no shortage of studies that show that these are the results. Number one, an erosion of trust in the media itself. One of the main lies that Fox News tells is that you can't trust the mainstream media. Now, sometimes they call it the lamestream media. Sometimes the mainstream media gets things wrong, certainly. And sometimes there's a media bias. I decry that from time to time. But to say that basically we're the only source of truth and everybody else is lying is not just disingenuous, it's destructive. And there was this new survey done by the Associated Press, the NORC Center for Public Affairs last year, and they found that just under half of all Americans say they have little to no faith in the nation's media's willingness to accurately report information. So number one, you have an erosion of trust in the media itself. Number two, you end up with extreme politics. Deliberately misleading reporting, especially when it aligns with partisan narratives, exacerbates the existing political divisions within a society, and that ultimately tears a nation apart. Number three, you get terrible outcomes for average citizens. Why? Because you have terrible policy. It leads to things like the $50 trillion transfer of wealth from the average, you know, working class people up to the top 1% over the last 43 years. It leads to things like demagogues like Trump blaming that loss of the middle class, that destruction of the middle class, on immigrants and minorities. Number three, you end up with a torn apart society at war with itself. Repeated lies from major media outlets erode faith, not just in the press, but in other societal institutions as well, including government, academia, and the justice system. And that destabilizes society, and we're seeing that right now. Number four, what you get when you have a major media source that regularly lies to the people is you get the rise of media hustlers like Alex Jones and right-wing hate radio. What Fox does is it provides an example of how to do this and make money doing it. Alex Jones became a multi-millionaire selling lies. Rupert Murdoch became a billionaire selling lies. Number five, you get long-term damage to public discourse. Over time, a culture of lies and misinformation degrades the quality of public debate. When facts become subjective and truth is seen as malleable, it becomes harder for any society to collectively address, you know, serious and real problems. A free and truthful press is essential to a healthy democracy and a stable society. And when major media outlets like Fox so-called News betray that trust through deliberate deception, the consequences are profound and long-lasting. So what can we do? What can we do about Fox News? Well, first of all, censorship doesn't work. You don't, we do not want a federal agency that is the Ministry of Truth that decides what newspapers and magazines and television stations and networks and whatnot can say and can't say, or what is true and what is not true. Because just imagine what would happen if Trump was in charge of that. So number one, censorship doesn't work. And freedom of speech is even more important than having an honest press, frankly. Number two, boycotts don't work. We tried this, but Fox can live through boycotts. They have before, because they get most of their money from what are called carriage fees. If you get your news from Sling or Hulu or Comcast or AT&T or whatever, however you're getting your cable TV news, they will have in their news block Fox, and Fox gets paid basically $1 to $2 per household, whether you ever watch Fox or not. So they don't, they can survive advertising boycotts without a problem. Number three, lawsuits and fines don't work. I mean, they got a $787 million fine for lying about Dominion voting systems, and they just keep on lying. They're not lying about Dominion anymore, but, Bret Baier lied on Wednesday night. So what do? Number one, we can promote media literacy and critical thinking, particularly through public education. Finland has pioneered this. Other European countries are picking up on it. Every year in elementary school and middle school, high school, you have classes on media literacy and critical thinking skills. And there's a knock-on effect because when these kids go home, they discuss it with their parents about the media. Hey, you're watching, Elena. Number two, politicians need to get brave enough to call out lying media. I mean, Kamala Harris did this with Bret Baier. She said, that's the wrong clip. But, increasingly you've got, the Obama administration actually blackballed, boycotted Fox News for about a month back in 2009. Kicked them out, basically. They excluded them from an interview with a Treasury Department official, Ken Feinberg. Obama did a round of Sunday talk shows and ignored Fox. Dunn, who was the House Communications Director, the White House Communications Director, came right out and said Fox is not a legitimate news organization. But eventually they caved. They shouldn't have. Number two, bring back media competition. When Bill Clinton signed the Telecommunications Act of 1996, he ended the ownership rules that forced competition, essentially, by keeping media companies relatively small. We need to bring back those provisions. And number three, the mainstream media needs to end their boycott on calling out Fox News and other toxic media. There's this incestuous D.C. Press old boys club that Fox News is part of, where basically the reporters for the other media, for the Times and for CBS and ABC, NBC, et cetera, they're all afraid to call out Fox. They're not afraid. They just, they're my colleagues. Well, no, they're not your colleagues. Bret Baier is a multimillionaire hustler. I mean, Chris Wallace finally got fed up or whatever, left and went to CNN. But even Chris Wallace was willing to shade the truth back in the day, mostly through omission rather than commission. But this is what happens when you go on Fox. You really have no other choice. So the mainstream media needs to start calling these people out and basically, purge them from polite media society. Eleanor Roosevelt famously said, with freedom comes responsibility. The media has a responsibility to call out lying media like Fox News. I'll be back with more of the news of the day and your calls in just a moment. It's Anything Goes Weekend. Stick around.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
18 minutes past the hour, fair and only slightly unbalanced. I'll be right back with you.
Why'd you say? So many dogs suffer from weight issues, skin problems, messy poops, and low energy. It could be the popular dog food you put in their bowl each day.
Cody was sleeping a lot, wasn't playing.
She was very lethargic and not moving around.
Dry kibble just wasn't cutting it.
That's why, after more than 45 years of experience of helping dogs make complete health turnarounds, veterinarian Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend. It's a freeze-dried raw dog food made with wholesome ingredients like premium meats, seeds, vegetables, and fruit. And once dog parents switch their pups to Nature's Blend, the results can be astounding.
She's got her energy back. She's running around like she did like 5 years ago.
She's just feeling all around better. She's like a new dog. Thank you, Dr. Marty.
Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. They're wild-caught, ultra-crunchy cod skin treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text THOM to 511-511. Text THOM to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
Sweet chocolate reward. Sweet chocolate reward.
This is not just the sound of someone picking up a sweet treat at Walgreens. This is the sound of someone picking up a sweet treat right after receiving all their vaccines in one trip. This is the sound of treating yourself because you protected yourself.
Stop by or schedule both your flu and COVID-19 vaccines today and grab yourself a sweet treat while you're at it. Vaccine subject to availability. State, age, and health-related restrictions may apply.
Most people out here think that taking care of one another is important. And most people would step up for a neighbor going through a tough time. Most people around here help out friends and family when they need it. But the funny thing is, most of us won't look for help when we need it. Talk to someone if you're struggling with mental health, because most people out here really care. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba.
Carl Sarecki from Door County Trolley. Have you ever lost anybody on one of the tours?
The question really isn't did you lose people or did you gain them? True story, one of our drivers.
So he gets home, picked up the Spirit along the tour.
Yeah, he's in bed, and then all of a sudden the treadmill starts up on him.
See, if I were a ghost, I think I would just get liposuction. I don't think I would mess around with cardio.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Matt Nair on air.
Vice President and Director of Marketing for Versity, Gretchen Jameson, is with us.
When you donate blood, there's a couple of different products, if you will, that your blood can produce. There's whole blood. You can do platelets every 2 weeks. You can be a double red, which is what you do.
Yes. For me personally, whatever I can do to maximize my gift, as you say, is worth it.
So you can go to versity.org and take a look at all the different ways to donate and give.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories.
Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. Healthy cholesterol levels are important to your heart health, metabolism, and your blood sugar levels. You ever exercise and watch what you eat, but then get frustrated when you don't see results? Well, your secret weapon for heart health is Superbarium Advanced Cholesterol Support. Superbarium is a plant-based supplement from nature. Both Louise and I take it because it works. Superbarium is super convenient. With just one easy-to-swallow capsule a day, it helps you do more to support healthy cholesterol levels, metabolic health, and your blood sugar levels. Superbarium's unique berberine is the only berberine shown to support healthy cholesterol levels nearly 3 times more effectively than diet and exercise alone. Plus, clinically studied berberine is shown to have nearly 10 times higher absorption than standard berberine. Give your cholesterol health advanced support with a free month supply of Superbearing and get 15% off. Go to superbearing.com and enter the promo code Tom, T-H-O-M. That's Superbearing, B-E-R-I-N-E, to get a free month supply of Superbearing and 15% off. Go to superbearing.com and use that code Tom, T-H-O-M. That's Superbearing, B-E-R-I-N-E, superbearing.com, code Tom. They twist the truth and break us with every claim they fake. Prepare a smile and light while millions watched him on the screen. A story told a story to serve a darker scheme. They feed the hate, they sell the fear, corrupting minds year after year. The soil of truth is burning dry while greed and power fuel the lie. It's the greatest threat to democracy. A cancer growing silently. When truth is lost, what's left to see? The greatest threat to you and me. They saw the headlines chase the gold. While stories left untold unfold. Welcome back. 25 minutes past the hour. The stock market still leans toward Kamala Harris. This is good news. This is from MarketWatch.com. Mark Hulbert. He notes that the Dow Jones Industrial Average strong year-to-date return translates into a 72% probability that Kamala Harris is elected. It notes that when the Dow is up, there is a 90, let me get this right, a 97% correlation. 97% of the time, when the stock market is up like it is right now, going into an election that the incumbent, now Kamala Harris is not quite the incumbent, but she's viewed as the incumbent, wins. Now, I would say that, you know, there's a certain level of incumbency associated with Trump as well, because he's a former president, but we'll see. The Washington Post is reporting that Donald Trump massively overcharged the Secret Service, that's you and me, our tax dollars, to the tune of millions and millions of dollars. For example, when Eric Trump visited the Trump Hotel on February 22nd, 2018, the Secret Service rooms were the Secret Service paid $895 for rooms, whereas other people paid just $150 for rooms. Trump was giving discounts and deals to Chinese businesses and members of foreign royal families who would then later give billions of dollars to Mr. Kushner. But he was screwing the Secret Service. There's a top story over at the Washington Post today. It's worth checking out. Jacqueline Alamany writing about it. I recommend you check it out. And today is the day that Jack Smith's appendix of evidence, which is supposed to be devastating, is going to be dropped. Judge Tanya Chutkan ruled against Trump. Trump had said, keep that out of the public domain until after the election. Nope, it's going to come out today. And if it breaks while we're on the air, I will share it with you. And finally, Russia wants to ban propaganda promoting child-free lifestyles. 400,000 ruble fine for talking about child-free lifestyle. Of course, that includes abortion, that includes gay marriage, which is now outlawed. The traditional values is the word now in Russia.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
In fact, Putin a couple of months ago was suggesting that all Russian women should have 8 children. Yeah, that's the ticket. I'll pick up your calls right after the break. Anything goes Friday.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. That's 800-640-6298.
What happens when you're the knock, the next of kin for a loved one who dies? it can be pretty overwhelming to have to deal with the bank accounts, credit cards, utilities, cars, mortgages, all that stuff, all while grieving a loss. If something were to happen to you tomorrow, would your next of kin be prepared? Well, they would be if you had a Knockbox. The Next of Kin Box. The Knockbox helps provide a paper trail for your digital life so your loved ones don't have to go on a wild goose chase. And if you have a household, you need a Knockbox. It's a complete system that helps you organize your possessions, your finances, your account passwords, your plans for your pets, for your kids, your estate, and more. Use the code TOM to save 18% off any kit exclusively available at knockbox.com. That's N-O-K-box.com. N-O-K-B-O-X. Go to knockbox.com and use that code TOM, T-H-O-M, to get organized and to save your 18%. Knockbox.com.
News from the Center, WRCE.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Stevenson. Kamala Harris, Donald Trump battling for votes in the Detroit area tonight, the former president.
You look outside, you see all the hulks, you see the empty buildings. For years and years, they've been ripping us off. Now it's time for us to get it back. We're going to get it all back.
On what Mr. Trump said about the auto workers union, VP Harris.
And he attacked the UAW. And he said striking and collective bargaining don't, and I'm going to quote, don't make a damn bit of difference. That's what he said.
Since the Israeli military killed Hamas's top leader, says ABC's Tom Sufi Burridge in Tel Aviv.
President Biden saying there could now be a road to peace in Gaza after Sinwar's death, but Israel still weighing a retaliatory strike on Iran, which could come at any moment. Biden saying he is in the loop on what Israel's planning and when an attack on Iran is expected to come.
This is ABC News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A Milwaukee attorney has been sentenced to 16 months in federal prison for millions of dollars in tax evasion. The U.S. Attorney's Office said Eric Lenzen pleaded guilty for not paying over $2.4 million in income taxes between 2016 and 2021. Lenzen was ordered to pay restitution plus penalties and interest. A large Fox Valley shopping center has a new owner. Lisa Hale reports.
The Shops at Oshkosh, also known as the Outlet Mall, just off of I-41, has been purchased by a company that's owned by Woodman's Corporation, a large grocery store chain headquartered in Janesville. Oshkosh City Manager Mark Roloff says the city doesn't know what the plan for the site is, but Woodman's had been looking at the area for about 5 years. I'm Lisa Hale.
And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. The Apprentice, starring Sebastian Stan, has caused some controversy and generated the ire of Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump. Trump and his team tried to prevent the film from coming out altogether. Stan says that's hypocritical, as the candidate has been touting free speech. The Apprentice follows Trump in the early days of his business ventures. The film received good reviews and is currently in theaters. Remember when we used to order DVDs from Netflix through the mail, and there were times the company was struggling to survive? Those days are long gone. Netflix added 5 million users in the third quarter of this year alone. The company is projecting its earnings to be $43 billion in 2025. That's a growth of 11-13%, according to Variety, and about $5 million more than last year. The streaming platform now has 282 million users. This must mean lower prices for subscribers, right? Hello? Is this mic on? For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear and a low in the upper 30s tonight. And mostly sunny for tomorrow, a high into the low 70s. Sunny, warmer, and upper 70s on Sunday. Temps stay above average to start next week, as highs stay in the 70s. Right now it's 45.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Christina Reynolds of Emily's List. Donald Trump had a quasi town hall.
There were two questions, one on abortion and one on IVF. What he did was claim he just wanted the states to get to decide, and it is a lie. When they call it a national minimum standard, they are saying we want the federal government to get to decide and not you.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Out here in the middle of all these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. And sometimes that's how it feels when you're going through tough times. Trouble sleeping, your mind racing. So what do? We get help. There are people in our community who are here for us. Sometimes just talking to someone can make all the difference in the world. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Todd Albaugh. Hey, everybody, join us next time. We'll look back at the weekend's news, get you up to date, and mark early voting in person starting on Tuesday. Be with us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Just a couple of quick things here. Number one, I'm thinking that the reason Putin wants all these women to have 8 babies is because he needs more soldiers, but he's going to be long gone before those babies are draft age. So, I don't know, number one. Number two, the documents from Judge Chutkan have been released. It's 1,100 pages of documents that Jack Smith has, on Trump, basically. It's going to take a few hours for the media to, and all the bloggers and everybody out there to comb through these things. So expect over the next few hours, and I'll keep an eye on this, and I'll keep you up to date for the details, particularly the details that might be, relevant and shocking, if there are any, and I'm guessing there are, to get filtered out and make their way through the media. So I'll share those with you. Number three, two other things I wanted to share with you. Here in Oregon, and you might be hearing about this, our Secretary of State's office has been inundated with angry, pissed off, obscene, threatening phone calls because our voter guide, we all vote by mail, and so a week before the ballots go out, we got our ballots yesterday. A week ago, we got the voter guide. And the voter guide, candidates pay the state of Oregon $3,500 to have their the paragraph of their choice in the voter guide, and they write the paragraph. Well, the Trump campaign said, we don't want to pay, and we don't care if we're in the voter guide or not. So they're not in the voter guide. So when you look at the list for president, there's Jill Stein, and there's Kamala Harris, and there's, I don't know if Bob Kennedy's in there or not, but anyhow, there's the list, and it's missing Trump. Well, what's happened is across Trump world, they're all assuming that somehow Oregon is biased against Trump, and so they're calling... Or there's some lying media out there, like Fox. I don't know if it's Fox, but there's some lying media out there going, oh, look at this. There's no Donald Trump in the Oregon Voters Guide. What's up with that? When they know, it's because the Trump campaign said, we don't want to be in the Voters Guide. We don't want to pay the $3,500. So, crazy stuff. And finally, Donald Trump was just on the air shortly, minutes ago, with Dan Bongino. Dan Bongino used to come on my program, and we used to debate years ago. I mean, this was like, 10 years ago. He was a regular, in fact. He would come on every other week or every week, and we would debate the topics of the day. He was, of course, a conservative. And, I like to think I held my own pretty well, but Dan was a reasonable person to debate. He's kind of gone all Trump now. He was kind of all Trump back then. But he's a former Secret Service agent. But he had Trump on his show. And just a few minutes into the interview, after Trump went into this long rant about how Harvey Weinstein was unfairly prosecuted and persecuted for having raped all those women, and how he got schlonged, is what Trump said, Trump suddenly says to Dan, I got to get out of here. And he gets up and leaves. There's something weird going on there. First of all, what presidential candidate goes to an interview where he's trying to get votes and talks about, how wonderful Harvey Weinstein is? Right? I mean, it's like, oh, yeah, well, why don't you throw in Jeffrey Epstein while you're at it? Number one. It's kind of the rapist's club, right? And number two, you know, hey, I got to get out of here. I mean, there is something going on with this man. And, you know, whether he's exhausted, which is what the media is saying, and apparently some of his advisors, I don't think it's that he's exhausted. I think that he's seriously starting to lose it. I think he's seriously starting, and I realize I'm contradicting myself. I have been saying up to this point that I don't think he's experiencing dementia. I think he's experiencing normal age-related cognitive decline. But the way that he's slipping now, I mean, what rational candidate for president would go on a national television, arguably the number one national radio program? I mean, Dan Bongino has basically replaced Rush Limbaugh on most stations, and start talking about how wonderful Harvey Weinstein is and how he got railroaded. Who does that? Somebody who has basically lost their mind. I think something really serious is wrong with Trump. And if he becomes president, I predict that J.D. Vance will engineer a 25th Amendment coup to get him out of office as quickly as possible. So, what's on your mind? Enough of my ranting. It's Anything Goes Friday. Brad in Elk Grove Village, Illinois. Hey, Brad, thanks for listening to WCPT. What's on your mind today?
I want to know your opinion. Mm-hmm. I think Kamala Harris contradicting Bret Baier, that's a viral moment, and I think that's the point at which she may have won the election. The other part is this. I'll disagree with one vowel on you or age-related, dementia. No, I call it dementia, as in dumb. Arrogance.
That he wasn't that smart to begin with, you mean?
Stupid. Go ahead.
That he wasn't that smart to begin with, is that what you mean?
Oh, his arrogance made him stupid.
Yeah.
I think he has a brain capable of taking in information. He just refuses to do it. The neural pathways, like roads that you use all the time, become expressways, and your thoughts go down them, and he just feels he can do anything without consequence. And
that's clear.
Kamala Harris calling him out, Jack Smith's drop of documents today, the walls are closing in.
Yeah, I think you're right, Brad. I think you're right. And it's entirely possible that his loss of coherence is as much a function of stress as anything else. I mean, you know, stress, he's under lots and lots of stress, and stress ages your brain quite quickly. So, as it does your
body.
Could it happen
to a nicer guy, and I'll leave it at that.
Okay, Brad, thanks a lot for the call. Stephen in Lexington, Kentucky. Hey, Stephen, what's on your mind today?
How are you doing this afternoon?
I am alive and kicking, Stephen. I'm great, but I'll get better. What's on your mind today?
Well, that's good to hear. I'm calling today first of all, I have just 2 points. Number one, the Israeli and Iranian war, you know, that supposedly ended yesterday. I saw something on CNBC a little bit ago, where they interviewed some of the Arab Americans that live in Michigan and how they were going to vote Jill Stein as a protest.
Right.
Now, the problem with that is, and I understand their point of view, certainly, and I sympathize with it. I also sympathize with their idea about a third-party candidacy. But unfortunately, at this point, it's ahead of its time. You're not going to get – they don't seem to understand that if you vote – for Stein at this point, you're not only voting for Trump, but you're voting against freedom not only abroad, but freedom here. So that's one of the things that they really need to keep in mind, because Harris is at least willing to listen.
Yeah,
Trump is not.
A vote for Jill Stein by Arab Americans is a vote for Muslim ban Trump.
It is.
How can you not understand that? But,
well, it is. And the fact is, they can rationalize it, sugarcoat it any way they want to, but that's exactly what they're doing.
Yeah.
And as far as this interview, and you were mentioning about what can we do, we need to bring back the media fairness doctrine that Ronald Reagan got rid of in 1987. That's what we need to do. It's pretty easy to do that. And as far as Fox News, I think it was wonderful. Her performance was masterful, it was. I think that one of the things that I liked is that she just didn't insult people who obviously were Fox News viewers.
Oh, and he tried to get her to. He said, if Trump is so terrible, how can it be that half of America wants to vote for him? Do you think that our viewers are just stupid? And you know, well, like she's going to say, well, yes, of course, they're all stupid.
Well, I think what we need to remember, too, I don't put much interest in polls because the fact is the polls have been wrong since at least 2016. Yeah. They have. And the fact is, I don't believe this is close. I think she will beat him in a landslide. I don't think it's so close.
I
really don't at this point. I think people want it to be close. The media does because they like sensationalism. They like drama. They have nothing else to do with their miserable existence than to cause conflict. And I remember Rosalynn Carter talking about this during the Carter administration. She did so many good things. And she said good works are not popular with the media.
Yeah, which is true. And Rosalynn Carter was absolutely right. So, Stephen, thank you.
Yeah.
Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
I share your sentiments. It's coming up on 45 minutes past the hour here on Anything Goes Weekend. Talk media for the sane among us. I'll be right back with more of your calls in just a moment. Stay with us.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
45 minutes past the hour. Right back with your calls. Stick around.
Ever met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you, we promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. That's 800-554-0206.
Cranberry juice, cranberry wine, cranberry brats, cranberry cream puffs. And excuse me, but my cranberry bread is ready. It's cranberry season in Wisconsin, and we're the cranberry capital of not just the U.S., but our farmers also produce more than half of the world's cranberry supply. So can you guess which state Wisconsin beat out to earn the number one spot? New Jersey? Washington State? Massachusetts? The answer coming up. Fall is harvest time, and you can see the machines rolling through the marshlands, which are flooded to help the cranberries float to the top. But it hasn't always been this easy. Back in the mid-1800s, the berries had to be picked by hand. It took another 100 years for the right equipment to be built to help with this harvest. Okay, so Wisconsin owns the cranberry capital title, but which state lost it to us? Massachusetts, which has been number two ever since. By the way, the cranberry is the official state fruit, making it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Todd Alba Show.
Minority Rule. The author is Ari Berman. If you look back at Wisconsin history, it gave rise to Social Security and unemployment insurance and collective bargaining. It really personified the idea that no matter what political party you were with, government should work for the common good. And Walker had a very different idea, that government should work for this conservative elite instead.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Dom Salvia Show.
And I heard the scientists say the other day that when a man votes for a woman, he actually transitions into a woman.
What?
What Jesse happens Waters. When a woman votes for a man?
Turns into a man.
But that's okay, though.
That's fine.
Yeah, because then she gets control of her body.
Oh.
I see what I did there?
Yeah.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey. Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. Okay, dog parents, listen to how sneaky this is. When you look at a dog food label and see ingredients like wheat and rice, you might assume it's just a small part of the recipe, but it's not. A lot of popular dog foods use a trick called fractionation. For example, if you looked at a dog food label and saw wheat as the first ingredient rather than meat, that might raise a big red flag for you. Well, big dog food companies know that, so they split it up into different ingredients. So instead of a lot of wheat, which would push wheat to the top of the label, it gets listed as a little bit of wheat, a little wheat flour, a little wheat gluten, so it's easier to miss, and it looks like wheat isn't the main ingredient, when in reality, your dog's food could be packed with enough wheat to bake a loaf of bread. And bread is not in your dog's natural diet. That's why I love Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. The first four ingredients are premium turkey, beef, salmon, and duck. Blue and Chewy love this food. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom, drmartypets.com/THOM, or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can or will vary. Text fees may apply.
He struts around like he's a king. Thinks he's smarter than everything. He's got his followers hypnotized.
Welcome back. 10 minutes before the hour. Picking up your calls here. Gus in Chicago. Hey, Gus, what's up?
Doing good. Pleasure to be on. First time in a while I've called.
Thank you.
You did an excellent opening on Wednesday regarding Adolf Hitler and an analysis that was done by of him by the U.S. government, or they contracted somebody.
Yeah, the OSS, well, the Office of Strategic Services.
Well, what a lot of people forget is, besides the fact of all the stuff you explained, there was one big opportunity to just stop him. In the 1932 election, a man named Ernest Thälmann, who was at the time leader of Germany's Communist Party, he had thrown his hat in for the presidential run.
Mm-hmm.
He literally sent feelers out to all the major parties and basically said, look, we're willing to cut back on our program. You join us, and it's going to stop Hitler. Because basically at the time, the favorite was Hindenburg. So like, Hindenburg's old. Hindenburg hates everybody. And he will make a deal with Hitler the second he can because he thinks he can control him. You right. work with us, you're actually going to get a democracy. Long story short, they said, well, it's a great idea, but can you pass it by the Social Democrats, who were one of the big opposition parties at the time? Long story short, the guy who ran the SPD said, hell no, because he was still angry about something Thälmann had done in the 20s and held a grudge. So by default, they ran their own ticket, and then when they lost in the runoff, they backed Hindenburg, and the rest is history.
Yeah.
And it's sort of interesting because Michael Parenti talks about it real good in his book, Black Shirts and Reds, but it's interesting because the Communist Party, which was seen as these extremists, were willing to make a compromise and work with their fellow political opponents, but one of the biggest parties, because of the leader's own hubris, decided no.
Yeah, no, the communists in Germany in the 1920s and 30s were not like the Soviet Union. They believed in democracy. They wanted to bring about communism, essentially, you know, a more equitable society, essentially, through democratic means.
No. And it was interesting because, like I said, there was the one leader of the Social Democrats at the time, I can't remember his name for the life of me, had this grudge or this issue because he had been with Ebert and Ebert was undermining them. But it's sort of funny because it reminds me of some of the elections that have happened in the past decade here in the States. Yeah. I mean, I'll say it. Had Hillary made Bernie her running mate, I'm convinced Trump would have lost. They would have gotten enough votes. And also,
no doubt about it.
Like 1932, 2016, you damn near had half the population just stay home and not vote.
Right.
So that's why I hate that hillbilly elegy analysis. It's actually more people just staying home.
That's That's why this is going to be a turnout election.
Yeah.
Whichever side, Democrats or Republicans, gets the most turnout is going to win. And that's why Elon Musk is paying people $47 to get their friends out to vote, which is technically illegal.
We can win because of that Dobbs decision. I think that was unfortunately the blessing in disguise.
Yeah, I agree.
That angered everybody.
I agree, Gus.
I appreciate the call. I just wanted to bring that up.
Okay, good analysis. Thanks, Gus. Jake in Hartford, Connecticut. Hey, Jake, what's on your mind today?
Hey, good afternoon. I had two thoughts. One was just how seriously do you think we should consider these kind of threats of mass deportation of both legal and illegal immigrants by J.D. Vance and Trump?
Very seriously.
And then second follow-up would then be, what can people do to prepare if that's the case? Like, I was a prior military guy. I know that it takes bodies to try to grab people, right? See, in order to counteract that kind of thing, you need to, like, have people willing to donate vehicles and time to, I don't know. You know, like, there's going to be a lot of coordination, communication needed to make it to stop this kind of thing. And you don't want to be Nazi Germany where people passively watch neighbors get dragged out.
Well, Eisenhower had no problem doing this in 1956, 57. He snatched up about 1 million people, including over 20,000 Americans, and deported them to Mexico. So it's already been done in this country. And before that, I mean, you know, you had the Chinese Exclusion Act, and then there was apparently a mass deportation of Mexicans in the 1920s that I was unaware of. In 1924, we had a caller a couple days ago filling in the details on that. Now, I have not had an opportunity to look that up and fact check it, but I'm, you know, it's a caller who we usually get a straight story from, so I'm inclined to believe it. I don't think that Trump will have any problem doing this, Jake. I think that he had no problem getting guys from the Border Patrol to come here to Portland, Oregon, out of uniform, drive around in unmarked vans and kidnap and beat up Portland protesters. I mean, you know, and the same thing in Seattle. There are lots of people who are very, very excited about having, you know, dear leader in the White House. And, you know, that authoritarian mindset that embraces Trump, that wants a Trump. Those are the very same kind of people who typically, volunteer to join the military or want to become police officers. So, the ranks of authoritarians in the general public are around 20%. In police departments and in the military, you know, the numbers triple or quadruple. I mean, it's much, much higher. And it's the authoritarian mindset that says, okay, what are my orders? I'll do that. Whatever you say. Yes, sir. Sir, yes, sir.
So I guess, yeah, I don't
think it's going to be a problem. You know, in terms of getting ready, you know, it's, I don't know what we can do to get ready. If I was Hispanic, or if I looked Hispanic, or if I spoke Spanish, or if I had relatives, or I lived in a Hispanic neighborhood, what I would be doing is making sure that I've got my citizenship papers printed out in triplicate, and that I've always got them with me, you know, laminated copies in the pocket every day, because that was the problem. You know, when Eisenhower was deporting Mexicans, he deported 20,000 American citizens, because when they showed up at the door and said, you're Hispanic, get in the truck, those people were not able to instantly produce their citizenship documents. Jake, I got to run. Thank you.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
So let me guess, your medicine cabinet is crammed with stuff that doesn't work. You're still not sleeping. You're still hurt and you're stressed out. That's how it was for me. So I cleaned out my cabinet, reset my health with CBD from CB Distillery. It's been a real change. CB Distillery's targeted formulations are made from the highest quality, clean ingredients. No fluff, no fillers, just pure, effective CBD solutions designed to help support your health. In two non-clinical studies, 81% of customers experienced more calm, 80% said CBD helped with pain after physical activity. An impressive 90% said that they slept better with CBD. If you struggle with a health concern and haven't yet found relief, make the change like I did to CB Distillery. And with over 2 million customers and a solid 100% money-back guarantee, CB Distillery is the source to trust. I have a 20% discount to get you started. Just visit cbdistillery.com and use the code TOM, T-H-O-M, for 20% off. That's cbdistillery.com. The code is TOM.
This is News from the Center, WRCE. Maggie Dawn.
Next, I've got Michael Sozan, Senior Fellow for Democracy Policy at the Center for American Progress Action Fund. We're going to discuss Trump's attacks on democracy. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4. Matt Nair on air.
Vice President and Director of Marketing for Versity, Gretchen Jameson, is with us.
When you donate blood, there's a couple of different products, if you will, that your blood can produce. There's whole blood. You can do platelets every 2 weeks. You can be a double red, which is what you do.
Yes. For me personally, whatever I can do to maximize my gift, as you say, is worth it.
So you can go to Versity.org and take a look at all the different ways to donate and give.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.